From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled, Sealed with the Spirit. The text is Ephesians chapter 1, the latter part of verse 13, In whom, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. For those believers who struggle with the matter of assurance, this message will provide much light and encouragement. In introducing this subject, Dr. Cairns details the spiritual blessings which belong to the child of God by virtue of his faith in Christ. He shows that all of these are made over to the believer by the work of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, he deals with a very perplexing question, which is, where is the world headed?
Sometimes we hear someone jokingly say, stop the world, I want to get off. But behind the humor lies a disturbing thought. Everywhere people are concerned. Where are we headed for? What's happening in the country? What's happening in the world? Where is all this leading? Daniel the prophet had the same concern when, having received his great prophetic visions, he wondered, what shall the end of these things be? Now, the Bible not only asks the question, the Bible also gives the answer. I'm not today going to go into a course on prophecy. I'm not going to deal with what the Bible says about various great events toward the end of the age. That's for another occasion. But the Bible does say, and this is where all things are headed, that God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. The Bible is unequivocal about this. The world is headed for D-Day, D for destiny. It is headed for a meeting with God, its judge. It is headed toward that day when God will judge the world, not as men judge it, not as human judges judge it, not according to the fallacies and the illogicalities of human thinking, but according to his own absolute and perfect righteousness. God will judge the world in righteousness. And he will judge it by Jesus Christ. That is, for me, an amazing, or should I say an alarming statement, when I consider sinners who have heard about Christ, they've read about Christ, yet they dismiss him, they despise him, they reject him, or if they do anything better, they simply pay lip service to him. They get on with the real business of life. But one day, and very soon, they're going to be judged by him in righteousness, by Jesus Christ. How do I know that? God has given assurance of it because he raised Christ from the dead. Let's be clear about this. The world is headed for judgment. You're headed for judgment. We must all stand before the judge. After death, the judgment. That's what the Bible says. Are you ready to stand before God? You may have religion, but you know when sorrow hits, when trouble comes, when conscience pricks, your religion can't stand up to that scrutiny. Will it stand up to the judgment of God? Are you ready to stand before God? Would you be ready if he called you into eternity right now, at a moment's notice? Would you now be ready to meet your God? The only way to be ready to meet God is to be in Christ. You know, when there's a fire blazing, a forest fire, and say homes are in danger, one way of seeking to secure them is to burn a huge swathe of land with all that's in it. And then, hopefully, the fire will stop, because the fire doesn't burn where it has already burned. Now, I tell you, the wrath of God has already met Christ. He has borne it on Calvary. You get to where the fire has burned, you get into Christ, and you'll find that you'll find justification and acceptance with God, and you will be ready to meet your judge.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Morning. We're reading Ephesians 1. We're continuing with the series of messages in the person and work of the Holy Spirit of God. I want us to pay particular attention to the words of verse 13, the latter half of the verse, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Paul uses very similar words a little later in this epistle, chapter 4 and verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit abiding within him. Romans chapter 8 and verse 9 says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the believer becomes the temple of the Holy Ghost. In other words, he is from that point indwelt by the Spirit of God. Now, about a month ago in our studies in the Holy Spirit, His person and work, we traced the biblical meaning of being indwelt by the Spirit of God. If you have a very good memory, you may recollect that among other things we noted that the indwelling signifies two great things. First of all, that the Holy Spirit sustains a peculiar relationship to the believer. The Holy Spirit is to the believer and to the believer alone the Spirit of life, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit of prayer, the Spirit of fellowship with God. The Holy Spirit is everywhere present. But when we say He indwells the believer, we say He sustains a peculiar relationship with the believer and with the believer only. And then we noted that the indwelling of the Spirit would also indicate that the Holy Spirit shines with a particular revelation into the believer and through the believer. As the glory of God filled the temple of God in the Old Testament, so the Spirit dwells within the believer, revealing Christ to him and in him and through him. Now today, we want to look at a very particularly significant thing which the Holy Ghost does to and for every believer whom He indwells. We're going to be thinking of the sealing of the Spirit. We have read verse number 13 in chapter 1. After that ye believed, ye were sealed. Or, more strictly, having believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We also read chapter 4, verse 30, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Paul took up this same theme when he wrote to the Corinthians. And in 2 Corinthians 1 and 22, he said, God hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Now, very obviously, this sealing is a very important part of the work of the Spirit of God. We read deliberately the whole passage in Ephesians 1 that leads up to our text. This passage is an exposition of one proposition. The proposition is found in verse 3. God hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That is the proposition that Paul is making. And now through the succeeding verses, he begins to expound that and elaborate upon that. And what a list of blessings we have here in Ephesians chapter 1. Let me just stop off and give a little bit of practical advice to you. I was speaking a moment or two ago in getting you to sing that extra verse of the hymn about the times when you're going through the dark places of life. About the times when it's not really the glassy still water of life that you're looking upon, but you're going through the troubled seas, and there's trial and tribulation, and there's the opposition of the devil, and the oppression of the devil, and the doubt that the devil would instill into the mind. Well, my friend, I can say this to you. When Satan comes to the believer in Christ and seeks to destroy his confidence in his God, and seeks to upset his joy in the Lord, and make him believe that God somehow has finished with him, I know of no better exercise than to get down on your knees and get Ephesians chapter 1 open before you and just pray through it syllable by syllable and praise God for these great objective truths of the gospel. Because these are things that are true whatever our circumstances. They are true, whatever our feelings. They are true, whatever our trials. Listen to the list of blessings that we have in Jesus Christ. Verse 4, we are chosen of God. I'm very, very tempted to break all the rules that preachers are given when they supposedly learn to preach. I don't know that you ever really do learn to preach, to be quite honest. Don't tell our students that. You fellas turn off. You're not supposed to hear that. But I don't know that you ever really do learn to preach. Preaching is a living thing, and all the rules and regulations in the world will never make you a preacher. I'm very tempted, however, to overturn them all and speak in every blessing here. If I did, you'd certainly miss your Sunday lunch. And maybe I'd better learn that appetites may be suppressed for half an hour, but not for half a day. So we'll not really deal with these things except to mention them. But pray over them, think on them, rejoice in them. Chosen of God, elect in Christ by the supreme and sovereign decree of the will of God, without reference to anything that I ever did or ever deserved or ever would do or ever would deserve, by the pure and full and free and unadulterated grace of God, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And if that's not strong enough, the Holy Ghost goes on in verse 5 to say, predestinated. What? Was it not John Calvin who invented that word? Is it really the Holy Ghost who says that? Is it really the inspired apostle? Yes, sir, it is. I get sick of so many people coming to say, do you believe in election? You may as well ask me, do I believe in the Bible? I'm one of those old-fashioned, simple-minded people that was like the old woman who talked to the apostate preacher, who said, you don't really believe all that. She says, yes, sir, I believe every word that's in it. And I even believe what's on the cover, for it says it's the Holy Bible. I believe it. You know, when you believe the Bible, you believe Ephesians chapter 1. And what a thrill it is. What a joy to the believer when the devil would seek to have him tossed about. When the devil would seek to have him blown in every direction, what a joy it is to know that our anchor is not in any mere whim of man. Our anchor is in the sovereign, immutable will and purpose of our God. Chosen in Christ, predestinated, verse 5 of chapter 1. The adoption of children, adopted. We were looking at the spirit of adoption some time ago. Adopted right into the family of God. Verse 6, one of the deepest and greatest statements in all the canon of Scripture. Accepted in the Beloved. Accepted in God's beloved Son. Accepted in Christ with all the love that God has for Jesus Christ. And then verse 7, redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That's a theme that should never be far from the mind of a Christian. Redeemed. Verse 7 again. Forgiven. Forgiven all your sins. Every bit of the guilt and the stain of sin washed away forever. For thank God the old gospel hymn is true. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of Christ. Forgiven. Then verse 8 and verse 9. Blessed,
with the gifts of wisdom and prudence and the knowledge of the will of God. Now, I'll probably have to deal with that in another connection as we go on in the subject of the Holy Spirit and His work. But this is what is given to every Christian. Now, you look at some of us, and we're not particularly brilliant. But I want to tell you, my friend, I'd rather have the wisdom of an illiterate saint. Enough wisdom to flee from wrath to come and to embrace Jesus Christ than be an Einstein and go to hell. That's real wisdom. That's real prudence. And as God by His saving grace gives a man that wisdom and prudence, He reveals to him the mystery of God's will. What a blessing that is.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.